What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Mean Green Comic Machine. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying season two so far. Today we're actually going to change it up a bit. I'm going to talk about some toys and I'm going to talk about a new comic that's out there, and hopefully people are checking out. I like it. I'm a fan of it. And it's called Outcast, and it's by Robert Kirkman, the writer of The Walking Dead. This comic has to do more about possession and stuff, but we'll get into that. We'll talk about that when the time comes around. But also I wanted to mention that this week I was on the Mean Green, I'm always on the Mean Green comic, on Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs, another comic book podcast. We recorded on Monday. That show should be up already. I'll put the link on my Facebook page, facebook.com/themgcm. And my last episode, we actually talked about the Blackest Night. And on a Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs, we talk about Blackest Night. And just because it's cool to talk with more people, you know, be able to sit around and talk to people and ask questions and you know, what everybody else thought about the book. So we go a little bit further into Blackest Night. Like I said, I'll put the link up for that on my Facebook page, and hopefully you guys have a chance to check it out and check out Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic and all that good stuff. And we're also going to talk about some toys. Funko and Super 7 is putting out they're called reaction toys, and they're kind of built after the old Kenner style, the Star Wars figures, and they're putting a lot of stuff out there. They just came out. We got Back to the Future figures, Goonies figures, Terminator figures, horror figures, Snake. We got Snake Plissken. Just all kinds of great stuff out there. The Rocketeer. And I love these figures. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them. And more ramble on about them a bit. And tell you how much I love them. So guys, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Outcast, written by Robert Kirkman, illustrated by Paul Azaceta. It's a supernatural horror that chronicles the story of Kyle Barnes, a man whose loved ones are involved in demonic possession since his childhood. As an adult, with the help of a reverend, he tries to unveil what lies behind the supernatural manifestations and why he seems to carry special peculiarities. Well, that was going fine until I got to that word. But yeah, Outcast is one of these books that I'm really enjoying at the moment. There's only 4 issues at the moment. First one was A Darkness Surrounds Him. Second one, From the Shadows It Watches. Third, I Remember When She Loved Me. And fourth is To the Light, Our Way. We're in October. We should get the fifth issue soon. And like it says, we meet this guy named Kyle Barnes, and there's things going on. They give you a teeny bit of a little backstory. You see these flashbacks of him with his mother, and his mother would abuse him, and you can see something is up with his mom. Also, they mention that things happened to his daughter, to his, I'm not sure yet if it's his girlfriend or was his wife, his baby mama. Things went on and they took off on him. He seems like this guy that's just down and out. And honestly, as it goes on throughout these first four issues, he seems to be coming out of this darkness he was in, out of this rut. But he seems to be... Something is within him. What is it? We don't know yet. But we know that there's something within him. Is he possessed? We're not sure. It doesn't seem like it. But we do meet... he does meet this reverend. Actually, this reverend knows him from back in the day. And he's the reverend's familiar with what happened to Kyle Barnes. What happened with his mom. And so he kind of... brings on Kyle Barnes as his assistant something that's going on. There seems to be quite a few demonic possessions. Not like they're going on throughout the book, every book, or every issue, but you do meet some people that are rather weird. So is there something going on in this town? Is there something that's connected to Kyle Barnes? We don't know yet. We're still trying to figure out. But like I said, I like this comic. I like stories about demonic possession. I think it's interesting. And so when this comic came out, I got up on it late when issue 3 was on. But I got the first one, decided to pick it up. I heard some good things about it, and I decided to go back and pick up the issues. And I'm all caught up now, and I have been really enjoying it. I think the story is great. Robert Kirkman is a creator of this title, and if his name sounds familiar, he's also the creator of The Walking Dead. So if you like The Walking Dead, you might like Outcast. But to be honest with you, I've read the first few. I think it's the first omnibus might not be the omnibus. It's those the Fat Library books, and I read volume one, and I kind of enjoyed the start of Outcast a lot more than The Walking Dead. I haven't kept reading The Walking Dead, but people tell me that I should, that it gets better as it goes on, so I might do that. But anyways, off The Walking Dead onto Outcast. So we know that something happened to his mom. His mom is actually in the hospital. He goes to visit her, and he tries to talk to her, but she doesn't talk. Why doesn't she talk? Why doesn't she speak? Why doesn't she answer Kyle Barnes? Who knows? She seems to be just looking out the other way. Can she not speak? I'm not really quite sure on that yet. But so it seems like something happened. On those flashbacks that he has, she seemed to be mean, and she would abuse him. So was she possessed? What did he do? Because they keep mentioning that Kyle Barnes helped these people. The Reverend says, hey, you helped these people. What did you do? How did you do it? And he's just like, I don't know, man. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes to visit his mom in, I don't remember what issue it was. And he's talking to her, and he's, you know, he feels bad. He's like, is this my fault that you're here? You know, what did I do? And stuff like that. But she doesn't seem to be speaking. So who knows what exactly happened between Kyle and his mom. And we start to, I think it was that issue, after he leaves, a character comes into play. Goes and visits Kyle Barnes' mom, and he tells her a little something. And at the end of that issue, that was a great issue actually, we see that a tears come out of her eyes, and that's kind of like how the issue ends. And so now I'm starting to think, we're starting to see this guy, this gentleman, he wears a suit and tie, he wears like a not a fedora, but we'll just call it a fedora, just for fedora's sake, we'll call it a fedora. And he's starting to come into play more into these stories, and people seem to go missing. Well, at least one person. I shouldn't say a lot of people. There's one person that went missing after this guy visited them. That's if I'm not confusing my stories. So we're still early in the story, but it's a great book. I really recommend this title. I mean, I might be biased because I love reading about these supernatural, like demonic possession stories. It's just pretty cool. But I do think it's a great story. You might possibly enjoy it, and check it out if you get a chance. There's really not too much I could say without giving too much away. And like I said, it's still in the fourth issue. But if you're interested in like these supernatural horror books or demonic possessions, like church stuff, I guess. Religion, stuff like that, and it's you're still in a good spot to get in. Only four issues out. We haven't really found out too much of what it is that Kyle Barnes do. Actually, there's one story in one of the issues that takes place. It might be the last one. Kyle and the Reverend go to this lady's house, and the Reverend is actually dropping off food. He goes to the market and he buys food and drops it off at people's houses. People that need help, people that seem to be down on their luck. The last person he delivers to is this older lady, and she's like, you know, she's old. She's like, I think she's using a cane. And there's a part in the story when they're there, the Reverend goes to drop off the food, leave it in her kitchen, and she starts walking towards her couch, I believe, to sit down, and she starts to like shake like she's gonna fall. Kyle goes towards her and helps her. He kind of stabilizes her. When he touches her, she turns around and goes, ah! She just does this like super yell, and her face just like turns excuse me, it turns she's just like angry, and she's like, don't you touch me. And so that's another hint to like somehow Kyle has an effect on these people that might possibly be possessed. I'm not sure if they are or aren't, but it seems like Kyle has some sort of effect on these people. The Reverend comes back and he's like, what's going on? What's going on? And she's like, oh, it's nothing. She's like, but do me a favor. Next time you come, I don't want you to bring this one. And so the Reverend's like, okay, like no problem. And he's like trying to tell her, they go back to the car, and the Reverend's like, what did you do, Kyle? What did you, he's like, nothing. She was going to fall and I held her. And I think the Reverend has kind of an idea of something that's going on, but he kind of wants to figure out more, he's probably keeping his eye on Kyle, and he's always bringing him to these little to meet these people. And I think he does. I think he knows something. He knows something, but what? I'm not sure. But again, yeah, Outcast. It's great, but title. Pick it up. Image Comics puts it out. Image is doing a lot of great stuff right now. They're like, I would say they're on the top right now as far as stories go. But yeah, check it out. Outcast by Robert Kirkman and illustrated by Azeta. I'm sorry, Azeta. Paul Azeta. Not Azeta.
COPS, Central Organization of Police Specialists. Fighting crime in a future time. Protecting Empire City from Big Boss and his gang of crooks.
Reaction Figures by Funko and Super 7. Funko is known, first of all, let me say, let's talk a little bit about toys. These are toys that I have come to love. I think they're little action figures, and I think these are super awesome. Funko and Super 7 has been putting them out. Funko is known for their like pop vinyl stuff, those little figures with the big heads that are really popular. And they teamed up with Super 7 and created this line called Reaction Figures. If you remember, if you're a collector from back in the day, from the 80s, late 70s, if you were a little kid around that time, you most likely picked up a lot of the Kenner Star Wars figures. And you remember how those figures were. They were just like five, what's it called? Jeez, now I'm going blind. Five areas of movement: their neck, their arms, and their legs. They kind of did that Frankenstein motion. They didn't have any mobility in the knees or the ankles or the wrists or anything like that. So these figures are kind of based off of that style, which is super awesome. They're just simple. I love these figures. And also the Reaction logo kind of is pretty similar to the Kenner logo. So that is another cool. The cards that these figures come on, they're just a card and a blister. And they're just great work on great pictures on the cards. And we do have a few lines. I have started collecting these, and I want to talk about my favorite line, which I don't have any figures from yet, just because I haven't found any. I know I could possibly maybe get them online, but I like going to look for them. I found them at Toys R Us, at Target, and I think they're available at Walmart. And Barnes & Noble has quite a few of them. But let me talk about my favorite line of the bunch, because we got a lot of stuff. They have the Universal Monsters. Now, if you know me, I love the Universal Monsters. Frankenstein is monster is my favorite. But they have the Creature from the Black Lagoon. They have Dracula. They have Frankenstein. They have the Invisible Man. They have the Mummy. They have the Phantom. The Phantom of the Opera. And they have the Wolfman. And I gotta say, I love this line. I haven't picked up any. I have seen Creature from the Black Lagoon. And the Mummy. I haven't seen any of the other ones, but I'm on the hunt. Every time I pass by a Target or a Walmart or something like that, I love to stop and to check them out. Now, the Universal Monsters is not the only thing they have. They have they have a line of Pulp Fiction. You get Mia Wallace. You get the Gimp. You get the Wolf. You get Vincent Vega, and you get who else do you get from this line? I'm looking online just to double check. You get Butch, you get Jimmy, you get Jules, and you get Marcellus Wallace. So you get quite a few in that line. There's some lines that have possibly three characters, or like the Rocketeer. The Rocketeer, if you remember that old 90s movie of the Rocketeer, I'm a big fan of the Rocketeer. I love that movie, and he is actually the first Reaction figure that I got, and he was really awesome. He comes with that sweet gold helmet, his jetpack, and there's only him. He's the only one you get in that line. And from Universal Monsters, you also get the Bride of Frankenstein. Now, the line that's most commonly found at Target is the Terminator line. In the Terminator line, you get the Terminator, you get the T-800 Terminator, you get the T-800 Endoskeleton Chrome, you get Sarah Connor, Kyle Reese. And I'm that's it, yeah, because it's from the Terminator movie. So John Connor wasn't around yet. Another line you get is Nightmare Before Christmas. You get the Predator. The Predator ones are awesome. You get an open mouth Predator. You get a mass Predator, a closed mouth Predator, and the clear mass Predator. I'm sure that one's going to be tough to find unless you order it online. You also get a Goonies line. You get Sloth, Mouth, Mikey, all those guys. And another, this is probably my second favorite line in this these Reaction figures, and that's the horror series. You have Nightmare on Elm Street. You get Freddy Krueger. You have Scream, the ghost face. You have Friday the 13th. You get Jason Voorhees. You get Halloween, Michael Myers. Hellraiser 3. You get Pinhead. You get Sam from Trick or Treat and The Crow. So that's my favorite line. I have the most from that line. I have Freddy Krueger, I have Jason, and I have The Crow. You also get Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. You get two different versions. You get Snake Plissken, and you get Snake Plissken with the brown jacket. You also have Firefly. It's just a Buffy. Alien. Oh, Alien are the first ones I saw. You get the Alien. I have the Alien. You get Ash. You get Dallas. You get Kane. You get Ripley. Back to the Future. You get Marty McFly, George McFly, Emmett Brown. So it goes. It just goes on and on. And it's just such a great line. I will be posting pictures on my Facebook page and a link so you can check out these Funko figures. Just go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/the MGCM. And I gotta say, I love this line, and that they're $10 is such a great price for these. My current favorite figure that I have is my Freddy the Krueger figure. And they just look great. Like, they're simple, because if you remember the Kenner Star Wars figures, they didn't look anything like the characters themselves from the movie. And it's because they were just simple figures, you know. They came with some weapons, a few accessories, and they're just ready to go play. And that's what I love about these figures, that they're simple. But these, the paint applications are great. A lot of the figures' faces don't look too much like the characters in the movies, but that's just something that comes with the like nostalgia from picking up those old Kenner toys. But I do gotta say, Freddy Krueger, he is my favorite. He has the great detail in his face. You know, with the burn scars, the scars on his hand, his glove, his sweater looks fantastic. There's a little bit of detail on that. His everything down to his boots is just great. So I really suggest you check, if you're a toy collector, if you like toys, I really suggest you check out these figures. Even if you're an old horror movie fan or like any of these movies that were mentioned, The Goonies, Back to the Future, Escape from New York, Firefly, the TV show, what else did I say, Nightmare Before Christmas. These are great figures to check out, and you might possibly want them in your collection. Yeah, like I said, I found them at Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, and Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble has had the most from what I've seen. So if you're ever in those areas, I suggest you stop by and check them out. If any of these lines, any of these titles interest you. The card has a great pictures on them from these figures. They just look great displayed. I took mine out of the blister just because they're new toys. I did take the blister off carefully, make sure there was no rips on the card, because I do want to laminate the card and save that and do something with them. But again, these Funko Super 7 reaction figures, great stuff. I suggest you check it out. If you're ever in those areas, if you see any of those stores that I mentioned, stop by, check it out. Everybody goes to Target, everybody goes to Walmart. I'm sure you could walk by and check it out. So there we have it, Funko Super 7 reaction figures. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of this show. Changes it up a little bit, different. A little comic book, a little toys. I told you guys I was going to talk about toys every once in a while. But don't forget to go back and check out. I put the link on my channel. The mashup show we did that the Mean Green Comic Machine did with Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. We went more in depth and talked about Blackest Night movies, TV shows. Check that out. The link is on my page, facebook.com/themgcm. You could also head on over to Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, and check out Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. It looks like I will probably be doing a monthly show with them, and we go more into the depth. That's a longer show than what you get here at the MGCM, so you can get more of your comic book fix. And they're also on Facebook, Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs, so check that out. Check them out. And I just want to say that recently I was contacted by zombieradio.net, and they wanted to make the MGCM a part of their podcast network. So I'm happy to say that the MGCM is now part of a podcast network. So go check out zombieradio.net and check out all the podcasts that are there. Leave some comments. Check out the other podcasts and all that good stuff. Support your podcast and all that good stuff. And don't forget to check out my other podcast, The John and Ivan Show, also on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. The only thing with that one is we do have a YouTube channel, and there's good stuff on there. And we do film our podcast, so you could actually see the show as we do it. Well, not as we do it, but, you know, we film it. And so you can check that out on YouTube. And, so that's pretty much it, guys. Thanks for joining me this week. And hopefully I'll see you soon. I'll see you next week, possibly. And have a good one, guys.